Exercise 30. Page 110.
Welcome back. My next guest on today's show is writer and documentary filmmaker Donna Farnham, who has just published a new book all about the harmful effects of advertising. Now, in your book, you say that, in general, advertising harms us all. Can you tell us what you mean by this?
Certainly. I mean that advertising makes us dissatisfied with our lives, our relationships, our houses, our jobs, and especially our own appearance. Advertisers show us images of perfection and make us feel inadequate. Then they tell us if we buy a certain product, we can be perfect too. And the problem is, we believe them, even though it is obviously a lie.
I see. But aren't there laws against dishonest advertising?
Yes. Advertisers can't say a mouthwash will give you fresh breath if it doesn't. But the real lies in advertising are in the images that promise that buying the mouthwash will transform your life and make you popular and attractive.
And when it doesn't, this is when we get dissatisfied.
Precisely. We are encouraged to buy things that will never really do what we want them to do, such as solve our problems, make us beautiful, rich, intelligent, and so forth. And so we are constantly disappointed and dissatisfied.
I see. But do you really think that people actually pay that much attention to ads?
If you ask people if they pay attention to ads and if they think they are affected by them, they will instantly say no. But the truth is that we are all influenced by ads without even realizing it. For instance, did you know that the top-selling brand of washing powder is also the one that is the most heavily advertised?
So, is all advertising bad?
No, there is nothing wrong with adverts that give us honest information about products we need. It's just difficult to name one that does that.
Well, that's all we have time for today.